Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get to the magic hat.
It's the magic hat.
Yeah, baby! That's what I've been waiting for!
Bring it on. Basically, a bunch of topics, and we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go.
Okay.
Until Swag pulls it out of his magic hat.
Hocus pocus, where are you?
Something. Now you see me, now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the magic hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here, Portland Sports Leader. 105.1 FM, The Fam. 1080 AM, The Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. Hope your Thursdays are off to a good start. We got a big final hour planned for you.
You know, don't I dare, after being corrected earlier this week about the goalie of a soccer team.
The netminder, you used the wrong word.
Don't I dare correct a certain somebody who keeps saying somebody's name wrong in his update and has for almost 4 hours.
Who are we screwing up? What name are we not getting right?
Well, there's a Christian he's mentioning, and his name's Christian? Not Christian.
Who's Christian?
Velda?
His name isn't Christian.
What's his name?
Why don't you learn that? Mr. Soccer Guy doesn't know the name of a Portland Timber.
Okay. There's no better highlight on the show for me than when some sort of truth bomb is thrown and lobbed in his direction.
He just shuts down.
Turns the mic off, raises the...
Yep.
Turns over to the computer.
And then doesn't acknowledge it.
No acknowledgement.
Moves on.
So what is his name? Do you know, does anybody know his name?
He's just doing the thing where he pretends to not be part of the show now.
He's searching his name. He's trying to find his name. What is his name?
It's Christopher.
Christopher?
It's Christoffer, but yeah.
Christoffer?
Not
Christian. Is it a Christopher with a K?
It's a K, yeah.
Ooh.
And it's an offer, O-F-F-E-R.
Christopher?
Yeah.
Okay, and what were you calling him in your
Christian.
Update? Christian.
He's been calling him Christian all morning.
Come on, Swigar.
He won't even turn his microphone on. It's unbelievable.
Do you care to defend yourself here in front of the court?
No.
No? Okay, just ask him.
Are we pleading guilty? No contest? What are we pleading here?
No contest.
We're pleading no contest. Okay, it happens.
My father-in-law got, he got a fine a while back. He had to go to court. And I was like, plead no contest.
Please, is that what you
do? Why? I might be guilty. I'm like, just plead no contest.
That's what the people do, man.
Give your opinion. They might knock some fine penalties down.
Oh, that's a fantastic way to start the last hour of the show. We have a lot to get to. We have the county vote coming up at 9:30. Hopefully we get word on that before we're off the air today. And we've already had listeners asking to change the board behind you. Now, I did not see that until Harris came in and mentioned it. We might have to be at a 1. Now, we might be back at 0 if the county votes. No, at 9:30.
Yeah.
But so far today,
we're at 0.
We have no bad news so far today. Am I wrong? Have we had any bad news today?
No, Kansas City saying they don't want a
basketball
team.
That's actually kind of
good
news, right?
How about the good news, Dundon County?
We fired everybody yesterday. Nobody, to my knowledge, has been fired today.
Not yet.
It's early. I get it. It's 9:05. Give it some time.
Give it time.
But we might be at 1. All righty. It is Magic Hat time every Thursday at 9 o'clock. What is in the Magic Hat?
Poop shoes.
Yes. Yes. This is such a good way to start.
This is absolutely you. And in no way ever going to be me.
Have you guys ever used a squatty potty?
No.
We talked about this maybe 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I went home and tried the method. And I didn't find it to be all that much more beneficial.
Now, if you try the method without a squatty potty, are you accurately trying it? Or did you just put like a stool in front of you?
It was like a thing where it,
because the thought is if your legs are lifted up, it gets you into a more of a...
We're not going to the bathroom correctly.
Natural pooping position from our Neanderthal days. Is that the thought process here?
We've only been doing what we're doing for hundreds of years, but we're suddenly doing it wrong.
Well, if you're sitting on the toilet and finding yourself straining from time to time, it doesn't quite come out as easy as you want it to. May I introduce to you a new hot product on the marketplace? They are called the S Shoes, S for short. They came out on July 8th, And they are from the gut health brand Let Loose.
Okay.
Fantastic. Gut health brand
Sounds
name.
Sounds like an endorsement you should be doing.
I'm dirt here for Let Loose. Do you have a hard time taking a dump? Let me tell you what the answer is. How about a pair of 7-inch tall heels that look like 1970s disco pumps? And they are poop shoes, and they are evidently supposed to do the same thing.
So you wear these when you go to the bathroom.
I'll tweet out a picture of them, but that's what they look like. You just slide them into your bathroom, and it looks like a squatty potty, essentially, but you put them on. They look like platform heels. Slide your feet in there.
What are we doing?
Have lifted up legs on the toilet.
These will not sell.
Grip tight and let them fly, baby.
These are not going to sell.
You don't think the poop shoes are going to sell?
Nope.
They are claiming early since July 8th that they are, it's picking up some steam, and they're getting a lot of attention for the
dump or the shoes?
For the poop shoes. The poop shoes, they're gaining some traction on social media.
And when a politician's son writes a book and we find out he bought all the copies to make him a top seller, does that still count?
You can buy them in men or women's sizes. Men's sizes... are significantly larger, about 7 to 12 and a half inches off the ground. And as of July 21st, which is 2 days ago, completely sold out. Now, how many did they make to sell out? I don't know.
100.
But if you want poop shoes, the poop shoes are out there.
Did you get a cost? Do we have a...
Ooh, that's a good question. How much do the poop shoes cost? Let me scroll through the article and see if there's an answer to that. I don't see it in this article. Let me see if I can find it somewhere else.
I just have no interest in ever doing it.
What if it made pooping really easy?
But I don't
Do
have
Do you
that...
strain? Are you not a strainer?
I don't have the problem.
You don't strain?
No.
No hemorrhoids in your future?
Hopefully not.
What hopefully about you, Swag? Not. You got a grind over those?
He's out of Christmas.
You've had a hemorrhoid.
Yeah. No, they're still there.
The Let Loose.
They don't go away. Sometimes they get inflamed, but once they're there, they're there.
The poop shoes by Let Loose currently cost, guess the price of the poop shoes.
I didn't tell you about my genital herpes because they're not currently inflamed at the moment. That's all that reminded me of.
I mean, I didn't say anything because they're not active.
What do you want?
How much do you think they cost?
$49.95.
$49.95?
$50 for crap shoes.
Spray? You want to guess?
$29.99.
$69.
Nice.
Marked down from $123.
Unbelievable.
Go get some poop shoes.
All right. OGs.
Look, I... There's two things for me in the hat today that are very similar. One is more, well, actually, both are terrifying. I'm going to first read the first one is, did you see this story about OpenAI? It hacked into another company's servers?
No.
So let me read this from Alex Prompter that covers AI.
Bad sci-fi movie in real life.
OpenAI's AI broke out of a locked test environment, got onto the internet, and hacked into Hugging Face's servers. It did this entirely on its own. No human told it to. Here's what happened. OpenAI was testing how good its newest AI models were at hacking. They put the AI on a locked computer with no internet access and gave it a cybersecurity challenge to solve. The AI couldn't solve it the normal way, so it started looking for a way out. It found a software bug that nobody knew about. It used the bug to escape the lock computer and get onto the internet.
What?
Once online, the AI figured out that Hugging Face, a platform where AI companies stores their models and data, might have the answers to its test. It found stolen login details and discovered another unknown bug in Hugging Face software. It combined both to break into their servers and grab test answers. The company had to release a statement saying, we did not in any way intend for this to happen. We are currently investigating this. Example 1895. Yeah. While we should probably be stopping with some of this, but we won't.
When do the robots take over?
By
when,
that,
do, they be, when do they become our overlords?
A lot sooner maybe than we would expect.
That is horrifying, man.
It's absolutely
like,
awful.
Let's build another data.
They don't even know the answer. Like, they didn't know that it could do this. It was testing it, not knowing what it could do in the test.
Let's just see where it goes, huh? Let's take the filter off this thing, see how far they could take
Unbelievable.
It. Unbelievable. No, thank you, man. That's terrifying.
Hate to be that guy.
I do hate to be that guy. This is also me. Look, you know my stance. Ryan Clark got fired. Okay?
He did.
Got fired, got let go. I am not an Emmanuel Acho guy.
No.
Okay?
No.
He did the Herbert Tua thing. It's not aged well for him.
No.
Yesterday, he claimed Ryan Clark should have not been fired. He made NFL Live what it is. Obviously, he got dunked on here.
Yes.
A lot of people were saying.
Right. They, NFL Live started when he was probably in middle school.
That is correct. Well, I'm not defending Emmanuel Acho. He is incorrect.
Yeah.
However, I'm going to kind of respond to something. Somebody did respond to Emmanuel Acho trying to dunk on him, and it was Trey Wingo.
Look, Trey Wingo's Wingo, great. Yeah.
Okay, I like Trey Wingo. I think he does a podcast now. He responded and said, let your apology be as loud as your disrespect. He then has a graphic, NFL Live viewership, then and now.
Mm.
And it goes all the way back to 2013.
Okay.
And then it goes to 2025. In 2013, it was 688,000 average viewers per episode.
That's a good number.
Ryan Clark, not on those shows.
No.
2025, 440,000.
Okay.
Okay, now this is instantly everybody retweeting, haha, dunk on that clown.
Yeah.
Let's dunk on Emmanuel Acho. Let me also respond and say, Trey Wingo, you could just say strongly disagree or not respond. The graphic, I would argue, doesn't actually prove it. I would say the graphic just shows that 200,000 less Americans have cable television.
That's part of it for sure.
I think that's a. I think that's 99% of the story. You
yeah.
don't turn on NFL Live today. You
can, yeah.
They don't do anything on that show that makes you go, well, I got to turn it off now.
No, that's it's not like the quality show has gone away, at least for,
no.
some, for somebody who watches it, not religiously, but regularly for and has for a long time. It's a different iteration of it. You have different people, right?
Yeah.
Like the tone of the show has changed, but it's not become a. It's
they're just
yeah.
breaking down film. They're giving
yes.
takes on the best teams, who's got the defense,
right.
the two deeps. Like, yeah, I watched it with TJ and Merrill Hodge, and I still watch it now.
Right, I don't see a huge difference in it. Yeah, I'm with you there. I don't think that's necessarily people running away from NFL Live because Ryan Clark was there and Trey Wingo was there. You may not have liked Ryan Clark. I certainly had moments where I laughed at him or didn't agree with stuff that he was saying.
That was the one show I'd say he was good on because
yes.
he wasn't giving the scorching hot take on
yeah.
that show.
I thought his career highlight at ESPN, honestly, was the night of the DeMar. I will never forget him the night of the DeMar Hamlin thing. That was such a shocking moment in sports, and this big NFL game gets shut
he
down.
He died. I mean, we
he
watched
died
on
the field, and they revived him, and he was the guy that was charged with, like, they're not going to play this game. We need you in the studio with SVP now.
Yeah.
And the way he carried himself in that moment was phenomenal.
Yeah.
But I'm with you there. I like me some Trey Wingo, but, yeah, I don't think the show died when he left either.
What is $33 million? This is mine. I'll take Celebrity Vineyards for $1,000, Alex.
Ooh, yeah.
I don't know if you saw this.
I don't think I saw this.
Up for auction in Paso Robles, California.
Okay.
Which is midway between Carmel and Santa Barbara.
All right. Beautiful area.
Is a wine country estate that was once owned by Jeopardy host Alex Trebek.
Oh.
That is on the market. It's being listed, bid asking price, $33 million. A 700-acre estate. Trebek reportedly owned it for 37 years. In addition to a working winery.
Yeah.
It also had, I didn't know he was into racehorses. It has a 6.5-furlong racetrack with expansive paddocks, barns, everything for thoroughbred breeding.
Mm.
So, would you be up for owning a once owned? It looks gorgeous.
Do I have Bezos money here, or is
yeah,
it
like what
I
amount of money am I talking about
this to be successful? Give me an example.
I don't know if it's a work. I mean, the vineyard still look like it's there. You could if you wanted to.
I would never in my life want to run a vineyard.
I don't think I would either.
I don't have the interest in it, and also it just seems not easy.
Can you? How easy is it to make? Like, people do the homebrew stuff all the time for beer. My dad did that for a long time.
Yeah.
That became a really big trend.
Mostly that you just need some space because those things have to sit in
oh,
the
yeah,
big...
you just and you have to have temperature, you know,
and temperature
the right
control
temp
and dark and those sorts
what,
of things.
How many people out there make their own wine at home?
I don't.
Because you can technically do
it,
right?
You mean that aren't on like a winery?
Not a winery. Like a people who's doing homebrew, like I make beer in my garage. How many people are making beer or wine in their garage?
Do more people make toilet wine in prison than people make
that
wine
is
at
a
home?
Great poll question. Because I've always thought to myself,
I've never met somebody that's made wine at home.
I wouldn't want to own a full vineyard for all of those reasons. And the you're leaning on rain.
There are
I'd love to make a bottle, though.
There are vineyards that have programs that aren't selling their own wine,
sure,
but you can go purchase grapes and work with the winemaker.
That'd be kind of fun, I think, right? I'd like to
figure out
that.
How to make your own particular blend or something like that.
I love wine.
And then they'll bottle it and label it for you if you wish.
That'd be kind of cool to do.
I would love an estate.
The horse racing stuff, having horses would be badass. I'd much rather do that wine.
I think there's a polo ground on it, too. You could, or a field big enough to play polo there.
That's a chipping range.
That's
now.
A drive. Yeah. We call that a driving range. Now,
come on, what are we doing?
That's my par three hole, is what we're gonna call that now. Put a little pond over here, a couple of bunkers.
We're doing a 75 yard
play both
three.
Ways, what put a green doing? And a tee box on each side. Now I got two holes going at the same time.
So, this article goes on, says Trebek at one point had as many as 1,500 horses on the property.
I mean, if you're super loaded, this is awesome. If I'm buying it, I have that kind of money, but I have to operate it to not go completely broke. No way.
I love one of the shows we'll let Teddy watch from time to time. I can't remember his name, but there's this farmer guy on YouTube, and he does like a kids farmer show, and he's got like emus and goats and cows. That if you put me in the very rich, I'm now retired and I don't need to worry about stuff, that's the kind of stuff that I would like to do. Mm. I'd like to become like a rescue shelter for...
We kind of are this. I mean...
Yeah, you certainly are. I would want to go a little bit bigger. Like, give me a couple horses would be fun.
Oh, definitely.
A couple of cows out there who had a rough life. Give me some goats, some emus running around.
Yeah, that
would be a really... And you got a lot of land where they got freedom to roam and move. That would be the way to do
it. So August 5th, the bidding begins, concluding August 15th.
Okay.
So their Windfall Farms is the name of...
That's a nice name for a farm. I like that.
It looks like it was redone more very much 90s. There's pictures of it. It's gorgeous, but very stuck in the 90s.
Mm.
A lot of Spanish tile, things like that.
So
there you go.
Couple of thoughts at the fan text line. Do you think the big dumper wears the poop shoes? I don't know.
No,
he should be the endorser.
Well,
if he's endorsing Honey Bucket, get the guy in the poop shoe endorsement.
If you're just going to stick with the theme,
right? Somebody said, I make hard cider and brandy at home.
Okay.
So we got some of those out there. Another one, vineyard manager here, don't do it. There's no money in it. It's not worth it. I still would like to try one time to step into a barrel and crush. Do you do it with your feet? You got to stomp on the grapes? I think that'd be fun to try.
Lucille Ball?
One batch of wine at home.
I don't know if they're still doing that or if it's all, mechanical or
you got to do it with your. If I'm making my wine at home, you don't need to drink it if you don't want to. But I'm stomping
better
it with my
clean
feet.
Those feet though.
All right, what's the next one?
I think we're gonna have to carry this over. It's tampering.
Yeah, let's carry this over. So we'll start the segment two of the Magic Hat with our tampering. I got one more in there, or no? I got two more in there that we haven't got.
I have two more.
Okay, so we got some more in the Magic Hat. We'll start with tampering. More Magic Hat next. 105.1 FM, the Fan.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanses and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Now you see me. Now you don't.
It's magic.
Only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
All righty, more Magic Hat time. One down, one to go. We got a county vote coming up in a couple of minutes. Will we have an update on that in the last 32 minutes of the show? I don't know, but if we do, we'll pass it along to you.
I'm so hungry, and I want a smash burger.
Smash burger sounds pretty solid right now.
And I ate breakfast. I don't know why I'm so hungry right now.
Yeah, I'm just constantly hungry. I eat the entire show and I'm still hungry. It doesn't stop.
I also ate 5.5 hours ago.
It's been a minute for you, all right? Let's get some food. Somebody bring some food in.
Well, it's at 4 a.m.
It is early. Yeah, 4 a.m. breakfast.
I woke up at 3:45. I got a little light, breezy workout to get my blood flow going, and by 4 o'clock, I was eating.
That's why every day at 3 o'clock, it feels like dinner time. Because it technically is.
Yeah, it is for us.
Technically is. I saw this yesterday and I started laughing because the tampering stuff in college athletics is certainly a problem. Do we want it to be in our sport? No. But the thing I like pointing out is that everybody does it. In college football, breaking news, always been a pretty dirty sport. I don't know if we're aware of that. Just now, though. Now it's out of control.
No, there's no way that's true, because Alabama is reigning supreme.
Well, Saban never paid a penny for any player who ever came out. Never got a dime of money. Never would have done that. Pete Golding is risen up the rankings until he beats my team in a semifinal this year of my favorite personalities in college football. And he was asked about Tampa. Remember, the Dabo thing happened in the offseason. Dabo called him out by name in a very rare personal call-out of cheating in college football. He said, that guy down at Ole Miss, stealing my players. And here is Pete Golding on the topic of recruiting and tampering.
Let me put it to you this way, okay? Like, would you quit your job before interviewing for another job or being offered another job? No, nobody would. But we have a portal that you can go in with a do not contact. I'm gonna quit my job where I'm getting paid, and I'm gonna go in saying I need a new job, but nobody can call me to interview. Like, what have we created? So we've created it on top of representation for these players, right? That it's their responsibility to make sure they get paid really well. Well, and they also have opportunities. So by design, it's put a lot of people in bad positions. And let's not act like recruiting in college football for the last 100 years is the most moral thing, right, that's ever been existed. I mean, like, what are we talking about here? So I'm really not going to get into my feelings. And I know how I've been educated to answer this question, right? Does that make sense? It's where we have a great compliance department, right, and all those type of things. But no, I mean, the model obviously has been broken, and I'm all for everybody being on the same playing field and doing the same things. I get it. But I think that's in any job, right? Like, coaches, we're under contract. You don't think other ADs are calling us during the year? Same ones that are big about all this stuff are the same ones calling coaches, right, to come to other schools, right, and everything. So it's everywhere. It's in every profession. So I'm not saying I've got all the answers. I'm not saying that at all, right? Does that make sense? So we go within the rules of the program, right, and how the flow, just like when you're on the interstate and people are flying by you, what do you start doing? You're damn right, you're going to get hit, right? Does that make sense? In this profession, you're going to get fired.
Can we pull the, you know what I'm saying? You're going to get fired.
You're going to get fired. That is one of the best answers on tampering I have ever heard.
Officially rooting for Pete Golding until he steals half of Oregon State's roster.
Yes, yes. Until he beats my team in a playoff, I will root for Pete Golding. It will happen.
Yeah.
I love that, the hypocrisy of all of it. The idea that this, we used to have, it was done the right way, and now it's the wrong way. Like, just shut up. And I love the analogy of, would you quit your job and go take another job without interviewing for it? And this whole point of, like, do we not get a chance to talk to these guys? Guys enter the portal without a do not contact tag.
It is funny how we come up with these, like, rationales, and it's like, we all do this.
Right. Everybody in their real life does the exact same thing. Everybody's tampering. Just because it happens to your team doesn't mean you're not doing it to other teams. Well done on that answer,
Pete. Very good job, Pete.
I appreciate that. All right, what else we got in the hat?
All right. Porn, Dan.
Ooh, we get to talk about porn?
Yeah, we do.
Ooh, I like it.
This is sadly not. I mean, it's a funny story and also troubling in many ways.
Uh-oh. Who's watching porn?
This was her stabbing kind.
I had an AI thing earlier about OpenAI. Their technology just by itself chose to hack another company, and they're trying to investigate that.
Mm-hmm.
How about AI and politics mixing? Do you think that's a good idea?
Probably not.
According to an exit poll in the state of Kentucky, the senator, Thomas Massie, who's been a senator for a long time.
He just got voted out of office.
He was running for re-election, and he got voted out. Turns out they found out millions upon millions of dollars was dumped into the state race to eliminate him.
Yes, he became very vocal about the Epstein file and against Israel. And
exactly. His own party started hating him because he was being very vocal. Well, he loses the election, so they do these exit polls. Hey, why did you end up voting for such and such? A quarter of the voters said they voted against him because they saw an AI'd photograph of him having a threesome with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
AOC.
AOC, as she's known on the streets. He responded to this and said, we saw the photo. We knew it was going to be a problem. And a fourth of the voters who were registered in the exit poll said they voted against him because they thought it was real. This is absolutely going to destroy so many things.
This is such a big problem, dude.
Also, how long did you look at that photo?
How long?
This is the devil's work. Let me take
what
a look
do you do
look.
If your parent says they
He's
vote
got
against a
mole
candidate
on his butt.
Because of a thruple photo that circulates the internet? Like,
I
how
would,
do you even begin to tell them?
I think
that's
I would.
Fake.
I think I would take their cell phone. I would carry it out into the driveway.
Yeah,
I would set it down on the concrete.
I like where you're going,
and I'd smash him with a hammer.
Yeah,
and then I'd smash him with a hammer.
And then you have Lane Kiffin come talk to him and tell him about this, how much better your life is when you get off of social media.
Back to the exact conversation we were just having. Of the olds, they don't know what's real anymore. Put your phones down. Get off of the internet.
And we have a lot of olds
who don't do it.
This is not all.
Yes.
But a quarter of exit poll voters of an age of a certain demographic.
Get off of the internet, man.
Voting on a candidate based against an opponent's AI'd photo is quite an admission.
I mean, we do this all the time. We bring it up in the sports world. They have these AI slop accounts on Facebook that kill people off. And there's thousands of people that believe somebody died.
They did it a lot with Oregon people. Oh,
Joey Harrington's dead. R.I.P.
Yeah, Jerry
Allen. Grandma.
See
no,
you
he's
later.
Not. No, Jerry Allen's still calling games.
I know.
He's still with us.
It's terrifying. It's terrifying.
I dare you.
Swag knows what this is.
Ooh, what do we got?
This one's for Dirt.
Okay, this one's for me.
This is a internet celebrity who is taking a stranglehold in sports entertainment.
Oh, no.
Being asked, hey, man, you've done pretty well in the Netflix boxing sphere. How are you going to attack the next sport you claim you can play at an elite level? This is Jake Paul interviewed by Front Office Sports.
Can you talk us through your plan to get to the NFL more?
I mean, it's pretty simple. Just like when I started boxing, it's funny to see the tweet and deleters out there. There's the naysayers. Shout out to Drake. I think there's a lot of super mediocrity in the NFL, a lot of not good athletes, a lot of people dropping passes on a consistent basis. I have better hands than them. I'm faster than them. I'm stronger than them. I work harder than them. Really, all it's going to take is just me after boxing practicing some routes. I have a couple teams and coaches that I've already talked to that are interested in bringing me on to the team. It's really going to be quite easy.
Do you have a dream team you'd like to play for?
I mean, I'd love to go to the Cleveland Browns. Been a Browns fan my whole entire life. My mom is a diehard Browns fan, and I think they could use some good receivers over there. Number 17, Browns reserve the jersey now. Thank you.
That has to be AI, right?
It's an interview with Front Office Sports.
You're going to get fired.
He's on a red carpet. He's already maintained. He's said this claim multiple times, by the way.
He's going to play in the NFL. Of course
I guess he was a
it's
decent high school football player.
Oh, like, I'm sure he was. Yeah.
But he
a
actually,
lot of us dominated in high school football. Well,
not all of us can be PIL player of the year.
That's right.
But he does actually maintain that he is so good at football that if he put his mind to it and his time to it, he could easily be a pro football player.
The best part, I actually want it to happen, because the best part about it would be, I think, the seriousness of the other players.
I think he would leave in an ambulance.
Like his whole boxing career has been based on fighting guys that he pays to lose. He gives you more money to throw a fight.
You can't legally.
Oh, of course, legally. Yeah, of course. He's never done anything shady like that. Or a 97-year-old Mike Tyson in his butt cheeks. He doesn't know what day of the week it is. That's who he's fighting.
Yeah.
And he's used that to prop up his entire career. That doesn't work in the NFL, man. You're going to slip $20,000 to a corner to let you beat him on a slant route? It doesn't happen. His job's on the line. I would pay to watch this.
I have triple checked because now in the back of my mind,
it has
I'm
to be
laughing
AI,
about the,
dude.
Well, it's on the front office sports page.
Okay, then it can't be
that
AI.
He was interviewed on the red carpet. It sounds AI on the clip.
Was that at the ESPYs?
I don't know, because the background is a business thing.
It was probably the Fanatics nonsense for Michael Rubin's sacrifice.
Oh, that's
people.
Right.
He's a promoter. His entire...
Oh, he's got exactly
barker,
what he wanted
right?
out of this.
He got the attention.
Yes.
Him, if he has any remote truth to coaches have reached out...
There's no chance. There's zero world that is real. His name is Jake Paul. There's that does not real. Don't even entertain the notion that that's real. We know that it's not real.
He doesn't deserve, but kind of put him at camp, though.
I'd pay to see him in a camp, get his ass worked on. I would absolutely pay money to watch that.
To get his ass worked on?
Don't pull that. We were able to get...
Do a joint practice like he does with the Browns. They do a joint practice
I would play
with
that
the
clip
Steelers
for
or
all
something.
Those practice players.
Oh, yeah.
That
if
are
you're
trying
like,
to
if
make
he,
the
if
team.
You're in the DB or the secondary room or the defense room, like, just play it on loop every day. Make this kid, make him pay. We were able to get the Tate brothers arrested. Now, I'm sure Trump will probably pardon them or something, but we at least got rid of them for a brief moment. Can we do that with the Paul brothers?
Yeah. What are they doing?
This is what they're doing.
I mean,
we just need people to not take the bait.
Say what you want, dude. They're He is leading the way.
They are a hemorrhoid
right
on American society is what they are.
Oh.
I can't scrape them off. Mm.
Quick one?
Yeah.
Fair or foul?
Yeah, this could be a quick one. Fair or foul? I was going to pull the audio, but then it's all in Spanish, and I'm like, I don't know how relevant that way, and it's like a minute and a half
I was watching
long.
Whole World Cup games in Spanish. What are you talking about?
Well, this connects to the World Cup. How do you react if you're in this spot? Do we applaud the humor or, ooh, is this a low blow? There was a Spanish pilot on a plane. It was flying a plane full of many people from Argentina. The flight was in the air during the World Cup final, Spain versus Argentina.
Okay.
Now, I don't know how many people on the plane didn't. I don't know if they have access to internet. I don't know that. You know, I'm not 100% sure. But the video shows the Spanish pilot. He comes on over the intercom in the airplane, and he alerts a plane full of people from Argentina that Argentina has won the World Cup.
Oh,
and you can go watch the videos and find them. These people on the plane are filming that part of it, and they're like, ah! They start singing. They're dancing in the aisles. And then after about 45 seconds of celebration, he then pauses and interrupts and says, just kidding, Spain won.
Ooh.
Fair in the sense of humor, or is this
foul.
Too much of a low blow?
No,
fair.
You
no.
like the this is fair.
Fair.
Is fair to you?
These people live and breathe it. You won the World Cup. Throw it in their face as a prank?
Not.
What's worse?
Go find it. Is hilarious.
No, what's
not
worse?
A plane where people are likely to lose their damn minds and.
What are they going
to
do? Rush the pilot?
Hijack the cabin?
30,000 feet up? What's worse? The pilot of the winning country pranking the passengers of the losing country, or the Argentinian president scheduling a victorious tweet that he never stopped from posting after they lost the World Cup.
That's just dumb.
What's worse?
Yeah. That's the chainsaw guy, right?
It's the chainsaw guy.
Chainsaw guy. Yeah. Argentina.
The absolute psychotic guy.
The president's way worse.
I think so, too.
There's at least a dark comedic aspect to the Spain pilot doing it.
He probably also didn't do it that long. It was probably like, hey, you
guys won. I also just wondered, like, how many people, if you're from Argentina, how do you not, like, do they not have Wi-Fi on South American airplanes?
Yeah, maybe that's the rare instance of not everybody is.
Because you watch the celebration, it's like nobody had any, it was like the whole plane's going crazy, and the audio is actually pretty funny. And then he drops a because Spain won the World Cup, and they all just go quiet and sit down.
I hate the Padres. Side note,
oh, anti-Padre,
my team
can't
never
beat the Padres right
we're
now.
We're gonna split. Mm. We're gonna get a series split. If we don't do that, we get our asses swept every time.
Baseball's still going on.
Yeah,
I thought they ended the season. Yeah. Let's wrap it up, and we'll give you some final thoughts. There is the Magic Hat. Well done, everybody. Always enjoy it. Great Magic Hat this week. Last one for us today. We'll close it up next on the Fam.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back in. It is 9:47 on your Thursday morning. We got some poll questions to give you the answers to that in a moment. I enjoy this one from Rich. Multnomah County Commissioners meeting all the people currently there right out of Central Casting. Exactly the people you'd expect to see there. So once I don't know where you're watching. There's probably a link you can go find.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that live on the air. But we'll keep an eye on that if we get any word in the next handful of minutes. I'm sure Patrick and Danny will be following that after we're off. And we'll see if we can go from 0 to 1 day of bad news. It would be nice to have a win along the way.
Yeah.
This would, like, a funding, the county is done. They all approved it.
Right.
Everything's good to go. Would be really nice to have today. We could use that one.
I saw a video of our city council, and it posted yesterday. I forgot what they were voting on, but they were doing a vote on something, and they couldn't get to a decision. It got to the split, and one of the no voters on the city funding, at least publicly, she sounded off, and she was like, let's just get Daddy in here now. So he can break your tie, and it got
little heated,
quite contentious.
Little heated.
One gal that voted against her was like, "Could you specify
Excuse
who
me?
Daddy is?" She goes, right. "You know who Daddy is. You always turn to him." And it was like, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa!" And I was like, "Yep, yeah, that's our city council right there.
Ranked choice voting. What a great idea that was." Fernando Mendoza has officially signed his contract with the Raiders. He was the last rookie to not sign his deal.
Yeah, but he only beat Carson Beck out by a couple days.
That is true. Carson Beck did
just
sign
Beck
as well.
Just signed too.
4-year, $57.27 fully guaranteed contract with the fifth-year option. So that one's finally done. And I believe he was, am I right on that, he was the last first-round pick? Every other first round pick's off the board?
I believe he was
the last. Beck wasn't, I know that. But of the first round picks, I thought Mendoza, I read, was the last one.
Yep.
So he is officially signed. So you got that going for you if you're rooting for the Raiders, and he should be ready to go for the upcoming year. Before I get to the poll questions for today, I'm going to throw this at you.
Mm-hmm.
Do we like the deal? Smart, bad business, locker room culture issues? How are we going to react to this? So there was a story in recruiting yesterday. A kid committed to Tennessee.
I saw this, a five-star kid.
These, like, I don't follow non-Oregon recruiting that closely. I just, this kid's considered one, like, he's a top three or four player in the country. I think he's the number one running back in the country.
Okay.
As we joke about, he's a five-star plus, a.k.a. a six-star recruit.
When did we start adding pluses to
know.
The
end?
This is
I
like having the GPA over four. I'm
it's,
like, what?
You got a 4.2. That's not mathematically possible, but now you're telling me it is?
That is if you take those college courses.
Yeah, that's right. It's five-star plus. Running back commit, David Gabriel Georges, I think is how you say his last name.
Yep.
And he was down to Tennessee, Ohio State, and, you know, Miami. I can't remember who the third one, but it was basically Ohio State or Tennessee Rays. He committed to Tennessee yesterday. You know what they guaranteed him? A three-year deal,
mm-hmm.
not a one-year deal, three-year deal, around or over $2 million per season, and they are going to pay and give him family travel benefits for every game.
Great deal.
And a lot of people thought, well, I mean, that's just kind of business in college football. The counter-argument has been, is that good? Like, is what kind of locker room issues are we going to get out of this?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I want my aunt with cancer to come to a game. Oh, sorry, all that money's going to David's family. Not that it's going to be that extreme, but you get my point.
You went real dark on that example.
Well, I just like that is a that has
yeah,
always been a concern.
My aunt has cancer, she's going to die. Sorry.
She's going to die. Sorry, David's
can't
parents.
Afford the flight.
David's third grade teacher's got to come to the game because he's got to pay for all of it. It's in his NIL package. $2 million for a guy we've never seen take a snap in college football. By the way, for a 3-year deal. So
I'm sure it's
going
to pay off.
You think it'll pay off?
I'm
be
sure.
A stud?
Oh, dude, it's going to cash.
It's going to cash.
What are we doing here?
He's going to be a stud.
I mean, you know, look, I think this is the reality of what all of them are doing. This is really public. UW spending, according to Christian Capel, $44 million on NIL. That ain't softball. That ain't track and field.
Hey, UW men's soccer won a national championship. How much did Oregon put in the NIL for baseball, basketball, and football? Not much to show for it. They made a semifinal in football, and they made a super regional in baseball.
Yeah, I mean,
I would take those in a heartbeat over up.
We could keep the trash talk going, but like if you spend $44 million on athlete NIL.
That's a funny one.
But see, even like soccer, how much did that cost? That's
nothing.
Not,
you're
is
not
that
spending
even
$1 million money.
Dollars?
No, there might be a stipend in NIL it's, money, but
they
no.
had the one kid that what's Sprinkle's name? Danny Sprinkle?
Sprinkle Tinkle?
Dustin Sprinkle. Don Sprinkle?
Danny
Sprinkle.
Ben Sprinkle.
Ben Sprinkle. Sprinkle went and got a guy for like what, 2.5 or 3 million? It was like the highest paid player.
The Utah State kid, yeah.
And I, you know, how'd that pan out? So, like, right. all of that money is largely going to football, men's basketball.
Also, Oregon women's basketball team was also in the tournament, too, were they not? Yeah, tournament team. Just checking.
Huskies girl ladies team in the tournament this year? I thought they were pretty.
I could not answer.
Am I wrong
question.
On that?
I don't know.
I just, all
it.
These other sports outside of those two are not costing these universities very much.
No, NIL dollars go to three different sports. It goes to football, 99% of it goes to football.
Correct.
Well, not everywhere, but at most places.
Most of
a small percentage goes to basketball, and an even smaller percentage goes to baseball.
Yep.
So if you're spending NIL money, those are the sports that you track of. Are you getting a return on your investment?
Yeah.
And you could say the NIL spending creates revenue for those sports that then leads to the other sports being able to be funded. I guess that could be an argument, but I digress.
Not good.
Not good. Let's get to... Are we ready? I'm assuming we. I don't even know where to look. I'm trying to find if our guy Wright Gazaway has any report on.
I'm watching the stream actually.
Okay, you found the stream.
Yeah, they're doing a round R1 second reading labor harmony ordinance.
Okay, that sounds about right. Let's get to your neighborhood restaurant group fan poll question on X every day. Dinner tonight at one of their five locations: San Diego's Big's Chicken, Reverend's Barbecue, 808 Hawaiian. In Laurelhurst Market Steakhouse.
We have a guy's at the podium.
We got a podium guy up there.
Yeah, I believe in freedom of speech. You guys know this. I like to sound off on the government. I believe in protesting and striking. I don't know what he's complaining about.
A couple of them up today. Do you think Damian Lillard is the second greatest shooter in the history of the NBA? How about this split? Good for us. 51.2% say no.
Hmm.
That's pretty honest. I like that.
He is not the second greatest shooter in NBA history.
No, he is not. And has Tom Dundon's cost-cutting measures as an owner alienated you as a fan for the upcoming season, meaning you will watch and consume less Trailblazer basketball?
I loved somebody saying, I already consumed zero, so how can I vote on
that? That is true. There's nothing lower than zero. 39.8% of you say, yes, it has. And I'll be very curious to track if that ends up being true. We went to Jay Binkley in Kansas City today. They say Kansas City doesn't want the Blazers, so you can cross them off the list of being scared about. Hopefully we get some good news from the county today. That will do it for us. Thanks so much for being a part of our Thursday, everybody. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The Firm of Harrison Moranga is next. You're listening to 105.1 FM The Fan.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.